when you talked about Shraddha, Thakur's image, one part of the mind that became himself with the trident, that was watching over his other part of the mind.
Yeah.
Can I understand that it was Thakur's Shraddha that took the form of his own self with the trident?
It is a marvelous spiritual practice. Don't become absorbed, otherwise you will be absorbed in worldly things. Before you know, meditation time is over.
Yes.
Keep a part of the mind as an observer of yourself. If I am repeating God's name but not thinking of something else.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful cartoon. I cannot restrain from telling it.
Sure.
So, two people were there. One person was sitting in a meditation posture. And the other person, his friend only, was asking, "What is this you are doing under this tree?" That fellow replied, "I am meditating on God." And this fellow casually made a remark, "On the way to God, if you happen to meet my uncle, convey him my greetings." Understand?
Yes, Maharaj.
If your thoughts, instead of thinking of God, you are thinking of dog, that is called meeting my uncle. So, keep are the best way. I also told you, if you are doing japam, don't continuously do it. Do it 10 times if your mind is better. Otherwise, do it 5 times or do it 3 times. Stop. Am I doing? Am I thinking of Thakur? Gradually, don't worry about how much time it takes, even for 108 counting. That's not important. But your power of attention, concentration will increase. And not only once you have that power, that's a power of the mind. It can be used even for reading books, conversations. So, this is what is called. Sri Ramakrishna was a past master. Intuitively, he understood this thing. So, he imagined vividly. He had wonderful, vivid imagination. So, he imagined himself with a trishula, trident. If you find my mind wandering from the lotus feet of the Divine Mother, you try to pierce me. So, that is the, until one becomes completely one with the Divine. So, keep watch. That is what Turiyananda Swami says. I also posted some time back. When you are sitting for meditation, imagine you close the doors and put one board.
No entry
until I open the door. But don't go on opening if anybody is waiting for you. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The second question, Maharaj, continuation to yesterday's topic.
Huh.
When we wake up from the causal state or deep sleep, we never do that at our own will. There are some invisible beings at play.
Correct.
So it's the same beings that we're talking about here who guide us from one loka to the other loka.
No. It is not that. What is this Sushupti state? What is the instrument? What is it called? Karana Sharira.
Yes.
That Karana, before entering into Karana Sharira, the Sukshma Sharira has created an alarm depending upon tomorrow I have to catch the plane at 5 o'clock. Tomorrow there is a meeting, I have to reach office earlier. Like that, various timings are. So that becomes a cause for the Sushupti to come, for us to come out. That is why it is called Karana. Karana means cause, and that causes are what we create earlier. For that, invisible beings are not necessary.
This is our external causes, Maharaj. But even in the absence of that, we cannot infinitely be in deep sleep. We are kicked out of that invariably.
That is what I am telling. We can't be because it is called Karana Sharira. Unless you remove the Karana, you can't be infinite. Karana manifests as what?
Ignorance.
No, karya.
Sure.
Effect. That effect is called waking state.
Yeah.
And the effect of waking state creates the dream world.
Sure.
What do you dream of? Whatever you are experiencing in this world. So if you are frightened of something, nightmarish dreams will come.
Right.
And if you think this gives me happiness, pleasure, you are likely to dream of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is a dream girl?
Imagination.
This dream girl is produced in the dream state or in the waking state?
Only in the dream state.
Uh-huh.
Only in the dream state.
No. The root cause of the dream girl is the waking state.
Okay.
The waking samskaras, they become solidified, concretized. That is called dream. So in the daytime, it will be daydreams. Night time, they are concretized dreams, thoughts. Thoughts means our desires, ambitions. Yeah. Okay.
There is one more question. Pranams, Maharaj.
Okay.
So Maharaj, in the context of yesterday's class and also partly today's class, we hear about Japa Yajna.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of our centers also organize that.
Correct.
And so I wanted to, two-part question here. First is, what are, you know, the different parts of the Yajna, which is the fuel, the embers, the sparks, etc. So if we are looking at Japa Yajna or Japa from that angle, what are those different components in our Japa? And the second part is, how can we make our daily, you know, right now it may be more of an unconscious Yajna on our part when we do Japa, especially for initial, you know, sadhakas. But how can we convert into a true Yajna with awareness, you know, with intent?
Okay, so when we are attending this Japa Yajna, our desire is what? Spiritual progress.
Yes.
I want to have more devotion to God. That is the essence of Japa Yajna.
Yeah.
At home, I don't have that opportunity. Here I can spend my whole day or whatever time, isn't it?
Yes.
And it is reinforced by talks, then bhajans, and excellent food. If that is missing, the whole yajna will be ending in ashes. So that intention is the fire. Our attending is the clarified butter. Then as we are hearing, some points will be understood better. That is called pradipta, lights. And now and then some special points will be a little more clarified. That is called vispalinga or sparks. And if I should not say that, but if the speaker is dull, our ambitions become embers. You see, coal is burning, but it will not do much job, isn't it? But if the inspiring speaker means, it bursts out into a blazing fire. So this is one way of imagining. You can imagine other people's company. So that is overall good. And then you come back home, at least you are prevented from doing useless things. And hold the purposes, whole day, you are prevented from what you are likely to do at home. And to focus more spiritual practice, which consists of a break of monotony, sometimes talks, sometimes bhajans, sometimes then this doing japam silently, long time for japa itself. So this is how we have to imagine.
And so Maharaj, on a daily basis when we do japa, how can we kind of make that into this yajna as such?
So, you understand, when Rani Rasmani was doing japam in the temple, what did Sri Ramakrishna do? Slapped. So imagine, you are in the presence of Sri Ramakrishna and trying to do japam. That should solve the problem, isn't it?